Sanctions are in the news again. The five permanent members of the UN Security Council have agreed on a new system of sanctions against Iraq. The White House says the proposal would make it harder for Iraq to acquire materials for weapons of mass destruction, while allowing more humanitarian goods to get to the Iraqi people. Sanctions also may have been a factor behind yesterday's release of Burmese opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. After Burma's military leaders put Suu Kyi under house arrest 19 months ago, the U.S., the European Union, and several international donor agencies imposed sanctions to force political change there. Sanctions have long been a way for one government to express dissatisfaction with another country's policies. Sometimes they work. Sometimes they don't. David Courtwright has edited several volumes on sanctions, and he's a current research fellow at the Kroc Institute for International Peace Studies. David, first of all, do you think Burma is a case where sanctions worked?
It really seems to be a success story. It's an example where international bodies applied targeted sanctions for the purpose of encouraging a dialogue, for trying to get a bargaining process underway. And it seems to have been effective, the release of Suu Kyi, and the process now that may be opening up, we hope, towards more democratization is exactly what sanctions can do when they're properly applied, when there's broad international support, and when there's an intention to encourage a political bargaining process.
So those were the factors that were at work at Burma. What exactly were the targeted sanctions, and why would they have worked specifically for Burma?
There were several bodies that imposed sanctions, the European Union, the international financial institutions, the U.S. government. The European sanctions were quite targeted. They involved restrictions on travel as well as a freeze on the bank accounts for a specific list of 100 or so Burmese leaders. So they were very targeted to put pressure on those decision makers rather than hurting the general public. In the case of the U.S., there was a prohibition on new investment in Burma. Very importantly, also in the Burma case, these are sanctions that the democratic opposition in the country supported because they saw these international pressures as helping their cause.
Now take a look at the sanctions, and particularly the new system of sanctions that is under consideration against Iraq. I'll just quote what President Bush had said about existing sanctions, like Swiss cheese. Explain why these sanctions perhaps are not working.
Over the years, the sanctions in Iraq have been, in many respects, exactly the wrong way to go. They were far too comprehensive at the outset. This very broad trade embargo had devastating humanitarian effects in the country. And we've argued for some years that they should have been narrowed, more targeted. And that's what the new policy is going to do. As I understand the measure that's been introduced at the Security Council, there'll be an opening up for civilian imports into Iraq. So anything can be brought into the country, except for a specific list, a so-called goods review list, that includes dual-use technologies, military-related goods. These would still be subject to review. The only thing that would be absolutely prohibited from here on out would be weapons, specific military-related goods, items that could be used for weapons of mass destruction.
Do you think sometimes that decisions to impose sanctions are sometimes made a bit too hastily?
Well, there's a lot of political pressures, especially in the U.S. Congress at times, to impose sanctions. And then when they are in place, there are these political lobbies that have a vested interest in their continuation. So there are political pressures that become into play here. And instead, I think there needs to be a more measured political assessment, try to understand how sanctions might fit into a bargaining dynamic, and especially decide which kinds of more targeted, selective measures are likely to be effective. At the same time, offer incentives, because it takes both carrots and sticks to have an effective diplomacy.
David Courtwright, thanks very much.
Thank you.
David Courtwright has edited several volumes on sanctions. He's a current research fellow at the Kroc Institute for International Peace Studies, and he joined us from member station WVPE in Elkhart, Indiana.